AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby J. This is Big Facts, and we have a special guest today. I think it is safe to call him the hottest producer in the game, because I can't think of a producer hotter in the game right now. Give it up for ATL Jacob on Big Facts.
What's up, my bro? What's good, man?
What's up, man? I keep running into you, man. I think that's good fortune and good favor, because you're doing some amazing things.
Definitely just working my way out from different mindsets to the next level.
Why production? Because I feel like, you know, everybody's like, you're talented, you're intelligent, all that good shit. Like, why production for you? Like, when you was coming up, why was that the thing that you said, I want to kind of just mesh with it and make history?
Actually, I was rapping first, and this was around the time Playboi Carti actually started rapping. Mm-hmm. When we was in high school. I wanted to rap on my own beats. I didn't want to use YouTube beats. So I was like, man, I wanna make beats that I can rap on. And that's why I started producing.
So you started producing to make the beats for yourself.
Yeah.
Wow.
Didn't you get a background for knowing the different instruments and stuff like that because you were in the marching band?
Yeah, I was in marching band from since. I was actually playing with the high school marching band since sixth grade. So every year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I actually just.
So you were like advanced.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was advanced in band. I was first chair and everything, like over the older kids.
Oh, that's
kids.
Big.
So, and I actually just donated $10,000 to my band, to my high school band.
And what high school was that?
Creekside High School.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
How did it all start? Where you come from? Like, what side of town?
South side. You know, old National, Beseda, Union City, all of that down there. So, most, you know, most kids down there with the Creekside or Banneker.
Or like Westlake or some shit.
Not Westlake. That's where them rich kids went to.
You raised with your mom and dad?
Just my mama. My dad was always moving around and stuff, you know. So, just ain't work out. You know how they go.
Well, how y'all relationship now?
We cool. I talk to him sometime.
He feel like you owe him something?
Nah, I don't owe nobody nothing. I owe my mama everything.
Oh, no, for sure. Mm-hmm.
In fact. I love
your dad mom. Ain't calling Effin' yet?
Yeah, all the time. You know, you throw him a couple hundred. Yeah. Thousands.
You got siblings?
Six of us in total on my mama's side. And my dad, I can't even tell you how many kids he got. I don't know. I know I met one. I don't know the rest.
Okay.
What was your first like, I guess you could say, local hit, and what was your first big hit that reached like gold or platinum status?
My first local hit, I'd say like Spin the Block.
Okay.
Yeah, Spin the Block, or probably Granny Crib with Lil Durk, or Spin the Block with Lil Durk and Pluto. In my mainstream, you know, super. I feel like, well, they say it was FNM, but I say like, to me, it felt like it was Super Gremlin, because that's,
I agree.
You know, that's a big song.
That's the one. That's the one. So when you was making these beats for yourself, when did it hit you that, man, I gotta start giving some of these beats to some other people because that shit gonna make some income?
Actually, what happened, I always felt like my beats wasn't ready. Like, I was like, man, I don't want nobody to hear these yet. Like, maybe, like, folks in my hood and shit, I used to be like, man, listen to this. I just made this. That's like in the beginning, but like, I always felt like I was never ready yet. Like, even like now, I still be like, man, I need to go harder. So I always feel like nobody was ready to rap on my beats yet because I was still perfecting it. Mm. But it came to the point where people was hearing my beats. They wanted it. So by the time I met Casino, and I was still felt like I wasn't ready, I met Casino. Casino was hopping on everything. Mm. So then that's when he took me to Pluto, and I was like, well, I gotta turn up faster and keep practicing even more because I still feel like it ain't ready.
You in the game now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
EA Sports.
Facts.
So how's that moment, man? Like, the phone line changes. I'm sure you still got your homies and your family and all that shit. But now the phone at any given moment can be your call ID, Will Reed, Future, or Drake, or Kanye, or whoever else is calling your phone. Like, yeah, is that kind of surreal in how you deal with it?
At first it used to be like, damn, bro calling, let me answer this. Mm. Now it'd be like, oh yeah, bro calling, shit.
I call him back. Oh, okay.
Nah, it don't be on no. Sometimes I miss the call, you know, I always hit him back. I always still be humble.
Yeah.
It's just,
But that anxiety of like, oh my God, it's not there like it used to be. Like,
yeah, back then it was like, shit, Future called me, he wants some beats, man. Let me, finna pull up right now. Sometimes I wouldn't even have beats ready. He'll call me to pull up a song, and I'll make like 10 beats in like 2 hours right before I pull up on him. Mm. And be like, man, and he'll go crazy on the whole pack.
How does it feel like getting your first hit? Like,
it still motivates me to go harder. Now I feel like, because you know, like when you get your first hit, it be so many people chasing that money. Like, they say you ain't make a hit until everybody coming for the check. Mm. So it's like, you got this person saying they did this, and this person saying they did that, and then just fucking up the money. Or like, not fucking it up, but really just holding it back, like, where you gotta wait longer. So it's like, damn, I gotta go even harder, get another hit, because this money finna take a long time, because these folks saying this. And then it's like, you get another hit, then you got another person saying something, you're like, you think you done did the business perfect, and it's like, then another one, so now I feel like I gotta get another hit.
So when you say, like these folks are saying this, you mean, like, other people are staking claim to helping you make the beat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like saying that.
Samples and loops and shit.
Yeah, that's why I rarely use loops, unless it's, like, I was there when they made it, or like I just know for sure that they did it, because the business, it'd be, like, stuff for, like, up-and-coming producers, you'll give them a chance, and, like, they'll be like, man, I need $8,000 advance, and it's their first placement, and they'd be like, what, bro? My first place, I got $1,000. Yeah, so it's like the business of it just make you want to work with only people that you familiar with. That's why I just stay in the circle with my producers.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to ask you. So, do you have like a a team of producers that you work with that like kind of help rejuvenate your creativity?
Yeah, it's Wicked Money Family, my label. It's
okay.
We got like,
and you have a label of producers.
Yeah, okay. It's like 11 of them in total, but they're all doing good. So we just got to get them to do great.
Facts.
Yeah.
That's
you ever collab with another producer, like another popular producer?
Yeah, but them be like the homies, like, you know, Metro, Southside, them like my brothers, TM, DY. But mm-hmm. outside of that, I never collab with another like big producer.
If you had one collab you could collab with, like, who would it be?
Well, coming up, I always wanted my sound to sound like Metro, so I would have said Metro, but it's like we already going, yeah. Mm. So, I say like maybe Timbaland.
Mm, okay.
That's hard.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, definitely Manny Fresh too. Mm. Yeah, Manny.
So let me ask you this, because a lot of people that like aren't from Atlanta and that aren't familiar probably want to know, how did you come up with your famous producer tag?
It was actually Young Scooter who came up with it. He had a song called Real Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Where the first thing he said, ATL Jacob, shout out to the Ox. Assalamu alaikum. So I knew that was the tag as soon as he did it.
Yeah.
I just started throwing it on all the beats.
Shout out the street.
Oh God.
Hey, one of the most touchiest moments, and with shouts to Sonny Digital when he was here, we talked about it, but one of the most touchiest moments as a producer is when you get that call for them files and them stems and all that shit. So how does ATL Jacob balance that? Because sometimes you got the homies, man, I need to mix it, man, send the files, send the stems, and then some producers like, hell no, it ain't going to happen. And sometimes that strains relationships. So how do you deal with it?
Sometimes, to be honest, I hate sending files because they never know how to mix my beats.
Mm-hmm.
So my secret that I'm about to give to everybody is I mix my own beats and I send them the wave file. So it still hits. That's why Right On mm-hmm. still hits mm-hmm. the way. And it sound like the way when I made it, because I gave them files just in case they needed them. Mm-hmm. I was like, we not using files on the final master music. Mm-hmm. My wave file.
Your mix.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's so when it comes to sending files, it's just...
So you tell them no?
Yeah, like, to be honest, like, me and Pluto, we use two tracks.
Mm.
Whole album, two tracks. Just, we don't need files no more. That's like going by the books, man. We go by vibes. Yeah,
mix his vocal, mix your beat. That's what it is.
Yeah. And it hit mm-hmm. every time. Mm.
What do you think, because you're an artist as well, like, what do you think is some of the formula the producers or artists falling off? What's some of the things that you think happens to make them fall off?
I feel like sometimes they go by the books by saying, like, a lot of artists, especially, well, I'm gonna say, like, a lot of up-and-coming artists, they go, okay, I'm starting this song. What's the hook first? What if the beat sound like it don't even need a hook? So you just forcing the hook, and then you just doing bars, and you calling these 8 bars the hook because you just said something, and you format it as a hook, and that's not even, like... That's not even the vibe of the song, so sometimes they'll mess up the whole song because they thinking that's the hook. And it's like, sometimes you don't need a hook. Sometimes your hook might come after the verse.
Facts.
Sometimes the hook might come 16 bars later.
Sometimes, yeah, exactly.
And it's just a vibe. It's all about the vibe of the song. So that's where a lot of up-and-coming artists mess up, and where the up-and-coming producers mess up is they don't produce records. They just make the beat and let the artist figure it out.
They don't think about the entire... total picture of the whole entire shit.
Yeah, and that's where, and that's not what you want to do, because what you want to do is like work so great where it's like the rapper's calling you back, like, come back, I need you, like where they actually need you instead of where they like just want you.
I want you to send some shit and then like that's it. Like,
that's why like I respect every artist that like that respects the way I work, especially like Pluto. He was the first one to, you know, to really let me work how I work and like play with songs, not play with them, but, you know, do my thing on the songs instead of him just saying, all right, this the song. If he ever say this the song, he probably gave me the session to do something with it.
Yeah.
That's why I always respected him for that. But
they respect your insight into the whole craft.
Yeah, and it make me, and like that make it hard for me to work with up and coming artists, because a lot of these artists don't listen. They just want to rap, and they don't want to make songs. And I'd be like, man, I'm trying to make songs.
Yeah, they don't understand that it's both of y'all songs collective effort. Like,
yeah,
this is my beat. You just putting the lyrics on it, but I know what I hear on my beat.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they don't never understand that. They just think everything they think is right because they made a small accumulated song that's going crazy a little bit, and it's bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
You want a song that's gonna like stick forever, like stick for a long time at least.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you brought the idea already with the girl already on the.
Wait for you.
Yeah.
So that's actually one of my favorite songs. It's called Higher by Tim's. Yeah. So, when I sampled it, FNZ sent it with it chopped up on it already. But I just placed it around differently. And I was like, man. So I was treating the vocals as a song already. That's why when Pluto was like, he heard the song, when he heard the beat, he just listened to the beat a month straight without even rapping on it. Because it already sounded like a song. So he just, we already knew it was a smash just because of the vibe of it.
Yeah.
But that's like my favorite beat I ever made so far.
What's your dream feature?
My dream feature?
You got it.
Yeah, Ed Sheeran.
You already got it?
No, I ain't got it yet.
Mm. Wow.
I'm going to get it, though. I know I am.
Right.
Yeah, Ed Sheeran and...
You know how crazy that would be?
Gonna be.
Yes, right. Exactly.
Ed Sheeran, like, I know we're going
to... On a Jacob? Something. Are you serious right now?
Imagine Justin Bieber on mine, too.
Like, imagine or it's already imagined?
Yeah, facts. You're right. Like, that's going to be a vibe.
It's
like,
just going to be a little minute, but it's coming. It's coming.
I don't know. Justin be sliding.
Justin now,
Justin,
damn it. You, all right.
Justin might be where he going tonight. Justin be outside.
Ow.
Oh, God. No, I know that's coming real soon.
Have you planned, as a producer, your next sound? Because a lot of producer homies tell me one frustrating part is that when you create a sound, obviously the up-and-coming producers, they all take from your sound. So like, have you already planned your next sound?
Yeah, my next sound was the Wait For You vibe. Now it's like I'm making a new sound. Well, I already made it. I'm just finding the right vibe of artists to get on it where it just sounds like, where it's just a masterpiece because you don't want to get the wrong person on it. But I got some stuff, some crazy stuff, and it's like it's simpler than you think. It's just a vibe, though. So I definitely been practicing. I take breaks from making beats to get my mind right to make the next wave.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I want. Everything I do, I'm gonna make the next way. I'll make a 10-pack of this way, 10-pack of the next way, 10-pack of the next way, keep going. They say they need answers. About
what? When I get big fat, big fat, big fat. AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
You got kids yet?
Yeah, I got three of them.
You feel like you want your kids to be in music?
They love music. That's the crazy thing. Like, since they was like months old, like my daughter, I used to make beats. She'll be dancing while I make beats. Like, she couldn't even walk. She'll be dancing. And my son, he'll a ratchet. He'd be like, "You doing this while I'm making beats?" I be having him with Hendrix. He played with Hendrix a little bit sometimes, and
yeah,
he was trying to teach Hendrix how to rap. Pluto sign. Mm-hmm. So he just got the swag already. So I know what he gonna do. He like a chosen one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's the best and the worst thing about your success at this point, you believe?
I mean, the worst thing is always the entitlement. But if you don't got people feeling entitled to your success, then you ain't doing it right. Mm. Because everybody wanna be part of the winning team. So that means that you're doing something right. So it's like the worst thing, but then you gotta look at it as a good thing because they're entitled because you're doing it right. Then, like, the best thing to my success is seeing how far I'm going versus how far I can go. And, like, keep reaching out to go further.
So, like, what's your whole, like, relationship status right now?
I got, like...
Judging from that freestyle he came to my show and spit, that's a wild boy.
Yeah.
What was that line?
Which one?
I'm going to make her do something and do something with so-and-so and something. Yeah, boy, hella, this man, wow. Yeah,
Jacob!
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my God.
Because it's like, the way I look at relationships.
You know, he keeping it real, though, man. He keeping it real.
Man, nah, the way.
What? Bullshit. He finna tell you what it is.
Man, the way I look at relationships, like, it's not about entitlement, like, feeling like I own you. It should be like I'm adding on to your happiness. So it's not like I'm trying to control you. Like growing up, like, I don't, like, it been crazy shit, like, where, like, I be fucking with a girl, she don't fuck all my partners, and they ain't even know, and I found out later, but, like, at that time, I'm in high school, so that type of shit would be like, damn, bitch, you could have told me. But now it's like, not that I expect that from a girl, but, like, if that happened, it's like, shit, that what it is, man. So I still fuck with you for you, rather you a hoe. It could be a girl selling pussy. Like, if she a great person, I'm going to still fuck with her. Mm. Like, cause that's you, but not saying I'm a cuffer. Like,
you're going to enjoy the ride.
Yeah, you're going to be my little friend. Like, so it's like, I just know me and relationships right now, probably, like, locking in, like, just ain't the thing right now. But being a having a genuine friend next to you or a genuine friend or two next to you, like, is
with benefits.
With benefits, take one trip, buy them or something, you know, or like y'all just vibing with each other. That's like more of the thing, because it's more of like finding a girl who understands you as a man and that you young and successful. So like, as long as
wise words,
that's what it should be.
As long as y'all vibing and happy with each other, that's all should matter. It shouldn't matter like
nothing else. Yeah,
like if I'm fucking with you, I ain't gonna get mad if like if you like with another nigga. Just be like, shit, that what you chose to do. So I get it. Like I ain't tripping, but shit, you might not get treated the same, but you like as in like what I'm doing, but like I'm still
in the long term, but I'm still
fuck with you for you because you're a great person, but like. So if you ever see me out, don't get discouraged because I still love you the same. Just
discouraged.
Yeah, don't get discouraged. I still love you the same. Just I'm vibing right here for now. I will see you later.
Because you were vibing right there, and I didn't have a problem with it. So just understand.
Yeah, like, people say keeping it player, keeping it P. I just say, man, being yourself.
Yeah, just I like
who
it.
You are. Or like, letting a female accept you for accepting different them.
That's his story. Yeah. No, that's the story of where he is now. Like 5 years from now, he could have a completely different story. Like there's just one, and that's just what it is.
I might be in love 5 years later.
You know what I'm saying? It changes.
One girl.
Maybe. Because I saw like some little, I saw some little stuff like on the blogs, maybe about one girl that you were in love with, then now you're maybe having a couple of issues. You know what I mean? So you wanna talk about that or what you wanna do?
I break that down so like, cause the blog.
You gotta call no names or no shit like that, but just you know speak on the situation because we're all aware of what's going on.
So we gonna call the first girl girl one, and then the second one girl two. So.
Girl two, okay, yeah.
Okay, so they got it mixed up. I was with girl one for almost 2 years, so we you know, she caught me cheating and stuff, this and that, and we broke up like maybe four, 5 months after. Said she couldn't get over it.
Okay.
But we know what really happened. She turned up and wanted to see what's outside, and it's like you can't come back after that.
You can't come back inside once you go outside.
Yeah, but like not saying we can't be cool. It's just this ain't you.
I'm not yours.
So it's like
once you undid dick, bitch, gone on.
Oh God.
Hey man, that's
a I ain't tripping. I wasn't tripping about it. It's just like if that's what you choose, like then go that route. Like not saying like I'm gonna hate you. I'm still fuck with you, but not the way I was.
Not the way I was fucking with you. Yeah.
So then it's like
then what happened with girl? Like how did girl two get in the mix?
So girl two, I actually met her in Miami. Way after we broke up, like after my birthday, actually this year, early this year. So met her in Miami. We just vibed off back like since the first day, and we were just kicking it. So Drake had rented me this house, huge house like crazy like. So I just had to stay at the house, and I flew my mama down there. So we at the house vibing for like a good week, and we were just. You know, Valentine's Day came up. Some stuff happened in their DMs, and I ended up going, girl one and girl two. Yeah, so I ended up going to Jamaica, and
you took girl three.
No, it was girl two to Jamaica, and like the blogs picked up on it, but they never knew what they was talking about because they were saying that I cheated on girl one with girl two.
Knew girl two from the beginning.
No, I met girl two after we broke up.
Oh, but you never cheated because you and girl one were already like pretty much done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they never knew, but they you know how the blogs go. They always mix stuff up, but
yeah, they stretch shit to the max for no reason.
But I mean, me and girl two, we good, we close. You know, that's like
told y'all that's a wild boy.
Oh God!
Oh, she top prospect.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, okay. She definitely priority. She
girl too. You know who you are, man. You need to tighten up.
Yeah, so she a great girl. I feel like she just add on to me. You know,
that's all you need, though, for real.
Yeah, we don't need no exclusive shit because we vibing with each other, and it's great vibes.
That's his lifestyle. That's his lifestyle.
But she understand me as a man, like that's what
That's what's important to you.
And that shows her maturity and really understanding a man and who a man is.
Laughing, man, kicking facts. Yes. What if he was on some other bullshit, like just lying to the females and stringing them along? Like, you got to respect that man telling his truth and where he is right now.
Yeah, and my ex, like, that really taught me, not to lie to girls no more. So, any girl, I tell them what it is. Not like I'm just out here fucking a lot of hoes, cause I'm really not. After my breakup really made me look at, a lot of these bitches, they bad bitches or what, made me look at them, I don't even want these bitches, and that's, the vibe, so. Mm. That's why
that could play a part in that we was talking about earlier, falling off, too, just getting too over-consumed into what you have access to now. Because obviously you got plenty of access, but that don't mean you got to use all the access.
Facts.
Right.
That's why, I get too many, little famous shit that DM me. I don't even respond. Mm. Unless, I got to know you in person. Maybe if we vibe in person, then maybe, you'd be one.
So what's some of the shit you do to stay focused and grounded and humble and shit?
I think what keeps me humble is my drive to want more, because I always feel like I don't do enough. I got number one on the charts. I got 9 songs on the Billboard, but I want more. So it's I got to go harder. And I ain't going to stop till I get all songs on the charts, 100.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's hard.
You in the right company
to
do it.
That's a great goal.
Yeah.
For real.
I mean, I'm only 23. I got 9% of the chart, so I feel like I can get 100% of the charts. At least 50% if I don't make the
100%. Yeah, yeah. Anything is possible. If you put your mind to it, for real.
Definitely.
What's some shit you got coming up that people might not know? Give us exclusive.
I got, of course, the Kanye songs coming out on his album. I got a single with Gucci Mane that me and 30 Rock did. I got me and Cordae been locked in. We actually make some good music. He called it the Grammy nominated album, so mostly gonna be produced by me, so that's my focus right now, the Cordae album.
What artist would you bring back that has passed away back to life to work with?
It's for sure.
Mm.
That's priority.
That'll be hard too, X and Jacob.
Man, what? Yeah.
That'll be hard.
I ain't on cap. I ain't never cried when nobody died, but I ain't even know that man. But I really broke down. That was crazy. Cause bro was putting out, positivity. No matter his past, he was still putting out positive vibes and stuff. So then the way bro died was on some street shit, man, when he was just going there to go buy a motorcycle.
Really?
Yeah, I was fucked up.
Mm. Yeah, but shit happens. Mm. But that'll be definitely one I'll bring back to work with. He definitely he not even comparable. He I don't even know what's a big artist who's just different.
You said Michael Jackson?
Type shit he definitely he definitely was gonna be one of the greats.
No, I didn't know how hard he was till he passed. I felt bad about it. I didn't listen to enough of his shit till he passed.
Every song on his album is multi-platinum. Every song.
Mm-hmm.
From song 1 to 9, every song multi-platinum. So that's big. Mm-hmm. If you do, and it's his first album.
Who the GOAT to you, in the rap shit right now?
In the rap, completely? Yeah. Overall? That's a hard one, because it's honestly, it's to me, it's out of Kanye and Drake. It's Kanye, just because of creativity and then what he did in fashion world, and just him overall as a businessman, and it's Drake because the charts, man, don't be running the charts over a decade. So if I had to pick one, it would be, I can't even really
don't pick one.
It's like they up there on two different.
He has a business, good business move not to pick.
Yeah, it's two different, they up there in two different ways, businessman, art, and then, Drake a businessman too. Yeah. So.
You can't forget about your favorite rapper.
Definitely, yeah, and then,
Who's the favorite?
Pluto, for sure.
Ah.
That man run Atlanta, man. That's he been running Atlanta for a minute, and now, baby, one of my favorite rappers too, that man hard, but the greats overall, that's crazy.
Yeah.
On some lifestyle shit, your day has just started. What's some shit Jacob got to have? Just around, or just some shit you gotta have for your day to go right, from top to bottom. First thing you do when you wake up, got to have this. I don't know, jewelry, get mall, certain female, car, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
My day to day definitely at least make beats at least once a day. And if I don't, at least write lyrics, write music.
So do music every day.
Yeah, definitely. I really be chilling, honestly. I fly out a lot. I'm barely in Atlanta, so.
So what's some shit you like to do in your free time to like have fun or like to wind down and relax and enjoy yourself?
Man, I like bowling. Any nigga want to get on with bowling, man, call me. Man, I like driving fast. Okay. I don't race, though. I just like driving fast. You know, you go on the track sometimes, drive fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it.
What's your favorite food?
I won't say a favorite food. It's a favorite restaurant. It's probably Komodo in Miami. Yeah, that's the vibe.
Yeah.
And they having some bad shit in there.
What's the first thing you spent a lot of money on when you got your first check?
My first check? I was in London. I had got like $110,000, something like that. It was from, I just got paid from Future album. I think I spent like $20,000 on my kids. Soon as I woke up.
That's all right.
Seeing the check hit, I went back to sleep. Now, I was like, what the fuck? I was at the mall in like 10 minutes. I got dressed so fast, and I knew I was spending like $20,000 on my kids. But I didn't know that was my first time out of the country, so you got to pay to bring the shit back. Mm-hmm. And they taxed me another $4,000 just to bring all that shit back. I was like, hell no.
Wait till I get back home from now on.
Yeah. That was the first day I spent some big money on. Then second part, some jewelry. Everybody spending money on jewelry, though, for sure.
Yeah.
When I spoke to you last, you said you feel like you're going to be one of the biggest, I don't want to misquote you, biggest artists in the world. I think that's what you told me.
Definitely.
So talk to us about, what supports that feeling and why you feel like that.
Just the vibe of music I'm making for my album in general. Plus the connections I have. But just my artistry in total, because a lot of people don't know what's going on in my head, but now I'm putting it all, I'm going to just put it all out there, whether it's visually or even in the music and everything. So I'll be able to do that, where you'll be able to wear what I'm thinking about. Mm. So, everybody going to be like, I already know what they're going to do. Like, this man just, what is this? Folks, they're going to look at it crazy at first, then they're going, it's going to be the wave.
Why you say look at it crazy? Like, what kind of music is it? We need a preview.
Well, not the music.
DJ, let me hear some shit.
Oh, for real?
Just the vision and all, because I'm a, growing up, I was always like all my bros and stuff was in the streets doing the crazy stuff, but I was the one, I was the one at home making beats, chilling, not doing the crazy stuff. Not saying that I don't come from that, it's just I was thinking differently than them.
Yeah.
So it's like, I always had ideas just growing up from back then that I just want to put out now. But it still represents doing the right thing at the same time.
Do you feel like people be sleeping on you as an artist because you are successful as a producer?
Definitely. And it's like they going to expect a certain thing when they hear my project or hear me rap as an artist. And I'm going to give everybody what they don't expect, because what they don't expect is what's in here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They expect what's already out there. But we're not doing that. We're going the other route. They say they need answers. About what?
When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Back to a little bit of lifestyle, like, well, you kind of told us your favorite restaurant, but what's your favorite food?
My favorite food? Like, chicken wings.
It'd be so simple for artists and producers. I love it.
Fats, sweet chili with lemon pepper sprinkles.
Okay.
Yeah, from American Deli.
Okay.
Sweet chili with lemon pepper?
Yeah.
You can mix it. You can mix and mingle the wings, Jay. This is a new day.
I might have to try that to see what it's like.
Oh, it's crazy.
Sweet chili. I've had sweet chili alone. That's good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I've never had.
I haven't.
Chili with the lemon pepper.
I never had
it in the ranch. Or even if you ain't got sweet chili, try braised wing with lemon pepper sprinkles. Dip it in the ranch.
Now that sounds a little bit more doable.
Yeah,
you got three kids by the same mom.
It's two girls. Yeah. I got two baby mamas.
What is it?
Probably at home.
You don't deal with them no more?
Nah, we
y'all co-parent. Cool.
Yeah, we cordial. Like, we barely talk, so it's like, just speak to them when you have to, but they know it ain't no beef. Like, they ain't even gotta put me on child support, because everything ain't taken care of. So, like, it's just cordial, man. Good relationship, though. Like, that it ain't unhealthy. Just,
you don't feel like you never get back with that one, though?
Nah. I just look at women so different now.
What you mean?
Like, in a good way, like, we're like, I'm just so picky now. So it's like, I want to, it's like women I used to touch, I wouldn't even touch them more, so It's just, it's just they fall in that category.
You've elevated.
Huh?
Yeah, like they just fall in that category. Like, I wouldn't touch them no more. Like,
you say he's ascended. He's elevated. He's
like no shade.
You on some equally yoked shit?
Yeah, like I'm just.
When your birthday?
I'm a Sagittarius.
December. That's why we right here. I understand what the man's shit. Saying. Get out of here. I'm a Capricorn, but I get it.
Oh my god.
December.
Yeah, December 10th.
Yeah, I get it. Oh. Just like you would get it if a Gemini was there.
Yeah, my son is Gemini. We exactly 6 months apart.
Okay.
My mom's December 10th. His June 10th.
He's saying he wants someone equally yoked.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
He's just saying you was just making kind of bad decisions when you were younger.
Definitely, like, I got one pregnant and it was like, got the other one pregnant like weeks later. So, like,
are your kids the same? They get up twin?
Yeah, they 3 weeks apart.
Damn.
I mean,
somebody was getting busy.
I might as well say it because they're going to get older and say it anyway. So,
yeah.
Except for them.
That's what's up. So, do y'all have like joint birthdays or like do they each get separate or like is that shit just way too close to make a big deal out of both of them or?
They get separate birthdays. I would like to do, you know, one big birthday, which would be fire. But,
yeah.
It's probably best to, you know, do. They mom's young, so it's probably best to keep them separated right now.
They know they siblings.
Say less.
What'd you say, baby?
Yeah, they do. My
I put said, them on. Do they know they siblings?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they know they siblings. Like my daughter know that's her brother. My brother know that's his sister. So they be knowing like they smart as hell. My daughter just spoiled. My son just he spoiled too. So. They just know how to. My son is a manipulator. My daughter just don't listen.
How you balance like being so busy and then having time for your kid?
That's the hard part. Especially like I got like 2 kids live out of state, and you know 1 live here, so it make it hard because you gotta like go get them from out of town, bring them somewhere. Sometimes when I'm out of town, I fly them down with their grandma or with my mom. Fly down with them somewhere, like if I'm in Miami or something, bring them down. And that makes it easier too because I can still spend time with them, then go work. Spend time with them, go work until they go back home. But it's a process sometimes.
How many people you lost along on the way of your journey, like family members or friends?
Family members, that's the crazy thing. Growing up, like I met my cousin, but I was never close with him. So like it's still love there. It's just... I ain't really talked to him, but like.
It's just a lack of a relationship.
Yeah, like we ain't hanging around each other as much. It was a lot of beef in the family about who knows what. But.
Yeah.
Then you got like friends, people that was my friends. I lost a lot because they don't understand. They be like, they always quit to pull the Hollywood card or.
Like you ain't that. Never got time to do nothing.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah. I don't even understand. Like. A nigga trying to really be a billionaire. Like, I ain't finna be a billionaire sitting on the block talking to y'all all day about what's nothing. Going on in the hood. Yeah, right, like. It's like, yeah, that's probably cool. Like, probably bring the video, bring y'all out. But, like, then you got homeboys that understand that. So, it's like, they know that you don't talk every day, but when you talk to them, it's all love.
It means something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you just, like, you know, niggas who be doing little bitch-ass shit, like, talking about, like, you changing. This and that, it's like, man, you ain't gonna never get it.
Never.
Ever. they never understand to them.
Right.
Yeah.
You got any regrets?
I actually don't. You would think that I do, but I feel like it's a reason for everything and why I did it.
Mm-hmm.
Like even if it was a mistake, like I say I don't take loss. I learn lessons. So. Mm-hmm. I just feel like even if it was a bad mistake, it was probably a lesson to be learned because I won't ever do it again, do it twice.
Who taught you your morals?
Well, me, it was, you know, learning a lot of stuff. And then my mentor, IG over there, he just like giving me like stuff that I wouldn't really think of, like really think of. He more like... like, say, what's an example? Like, say if I'm going through, like, baby mama issues, he'll be like, man, then what you do? You ignore them both and don't talk to them. And then they'll be trying to let you see you can do whatever you want.
And you do it and it worked.
So it'll just be like little stuff like that, like that help out that I'll be learning.
Is your love for making music and being a producer and an artist so deep that if tomorrow you can no longer make money off of it, you would still do it?
Yeah, because I didn't do it for the money. I didn't even know. I mean, I knew you could make money, but I ain't know producers was like rich as hell. I thought they was just like.
There's a few.
Yeah, like yeah. We get paid more than artists.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
For real on the songs. And it's like when you start making beats, you don't even think of that. You're just like, man, these beats hard as fuck, boy. You just listening to them. And then, like, once you start making money, you still don't even see it because you be like, oh, a couple thousand, that's cool. Mm-hmm. And when that shit really rolling in, you getting like over like six figures every quarter. Mm-hmm. You like, man, this shit.
Yeah, them blue checks be something else.
What you do if you send a beat off and the artist send a song back and you don't like it?
I lie.
Say it's hard. As long as the wire comes.
I be like, yeah, hey, motherfucker, cool. But then, like, sometimes it's songs that I don't like, but I'll take so much out and restructure the song and then make them redo it. That's if I really see potential in it. But sometimes I'd be like, it's cool and stuff. Or sometimes I lie and be like, the beat taken or something. Because it's all about, yeah, it's your art, but it's my art too.
Right.
And I rarely like music, like songs that artists do.
So how you deal with like indies? Like if indie artists want to work with you?
I always tell them, it ain't about the money, even though they still got to pay me. But it's more about, it ain't about me just giving them a beat. Even if they're indie artists, I still want to touch the song. It's just like, they got to have a budget. Like bring me a dub real quick. And we going to lock in for real. But I'm just not going to give you this beat for the dub. And like, you going to run off and go drop a song to it. We ain't doing that. Song might. Like, what if the song bad and blow up and it's like, damn, he got this from ATL. ATL Jacob did this with him. Hell no! Like
you said, bad and blow up.
Sometimes you got a little bad bullshit that blow up.
Ice JJ blow up, Fish somebody went like crazy. It though. You said what?
Ice JJ Fish went, man, went up.
You gotta.
So it's like, you I wonder where that nigga's at.
Shit like that. Yeah.
What you say? Yeah, because I was saying I wonder where the niggas at because I ain't seen nothing from him. But I get what you're saying though, because it's like even if the song is whack, your name and it's like the artist part of it is whack and the beat was dope. Your name is still on the whack niggas verse.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's still a collaborative whack effort between you and whoever the nigga is.
Like, they might think that both of us put this together and they like,
like you had input on the whack part. Like,
yeah. It was like,
hell nah.
We gonna do this the right way. Book a session, bring the cash, and we ain't leaving till we got a good song.
You supposed to came and did the shit show that time. What happened?
Man. He taught me how to, because at that time, you know, I was making a certain type of music, but I'm definitely stepping away from that image of music I was making at that time. So now it's like, now I would do it, but I got
to. So all the way up to the same day.
It was crazy. I had a video shoot at the same time. And I didn't know it was a video shoot that day.
I want to hear the Super Gremlin story.
Super Gremlin?
Like making it. Why did you send it to Kodak? Or did you cook it up in front of Kodak? Like, I want to hear the whole story behind it.
So the beat originally, of course, Future get every beat that I do. Like every beat that's out, Future done heard it before. But I really made the beat for Lil Baby. I think that's when me and Baby did Real As It Get. And I played it for him that day. And he actually didn't pick that beat. Like I went through like 100 beats. Maybe because he was sleepy, though, but so I ain't thinking nothing of it. I just went along. Maybe a few months later, me and Kodak locked in for his album. We ain't getting none. So I'm chilling in the studio. I'm like, man, I'm going to tell Kodak to pull up. Like, randomly just said, I'm going to tell Kodak to pull up. I told him pull up. He ain't pull up. He told me he was on the way. He was still on the way. He probably came like 6 hours later. Then we did Super Gremlin, going through BC, just heard it. And that's how we did Super Gremlin, just like that. I didn't even know it was a hit song. I was like, I felt like the song was cool with my engineer from Miami, so he was like, bro, it's a hit song. Yeah, so it ended up being a hit, and I was like, damn, he knew.
That's always the case, though. Like, people say that shit all the time. Like, I ain't know it was going to be that. I knew it sounded good, but I didn't know it was going
to
be
And then
that.
It turns out to be that.
Right.
Like, yeah. So you feel like it's a recipe for hits or it's magic?
I want to say, yeah, you definitely, it is a recipe. You just got to learn that recipe, but it's definitely like you still never know at the same time.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you might fuck with this song a lot, then it might not be, like, might not go big. Like, one of my favorite songs me and Future did was Nowhere. We did on the Superfly soundtrack. I thought that song was just crazy. I thought that was like Wait For You. Mm. It just ain't, you know, slept on.
Yeah.
Did the recipe change for hits?
Definitely do, because the ear for music changed at the same time. So it's just keeping up with the fans and what they like. But you never know what they like. That's the crazy part.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's like, it's a recipe. It's a hidden recipe. Mm. You just got to figure it out.
How you deal with rappers that might be at odds with each other as a producer? Like
rappers is beefing with each other?
Yeah.
Man, I stay out of it. I'm a business man.
There you go.
What y'all got going on is y'all.
Right.
Like.
You think they act funny with you, though? Like, if you.
It is some rappers that like, tend, like, I said, like, to. Like, they don't look at me as, like, off or something, but they do tend to like move away just because at the same time, you never know how to, you never know because the street's the street, so you never know. Like, that's like me into it with a nigga that's over there, but I'm cool with one nigga over there, and it's like, shit, he might pull up and drop the pen one day, so I be understanding. I don't ever look at it like they changing or nothing.
Right.
I just look at it like, man, I'm staying out of.
They dealing with their circumstances.
Yeah.
But I feel like some, like, when it comes to that kind of shit, like, some artists have the power to, like, I don't want to say squash shit between whoever and whatever, but just, like, for instance, just, like, on Pluto's new album, like, Kodak and Southside have had their issues or whatever,
right.
But Kodak killed Voodoo, like, murdered it, and it was the perfect combination, you know what I'm saying, with Southside's beat and his vocals and shit on the hook and, you know, Pluto's verse, like, that's really, like, one of, like, another, outside of, like, Wait For You, that's really one of my favorite songs that, like, really touched my soul off of the album.
Yeah,
and if it would have been, like, a whole bunch of bullshit in the mix or, you know what I'm saying, however the shit worked out for them to make it, if that never would have happened, then we never would have had that song.
Facts. Mm. And I was actually really happy when they actually ended up talking it
I
out.
Was, too.
Because it's like, man, we know Yet got a mouth somehow. Yet got... You know, but he is a good dude, and he definitely do got a good heart. So I did see, like, how he used to act versus now. Like, he did change a lot in a good way. He definitely been more positive since I've been with him. So he actually a good person to work with, too.
Shout out about them.
Yeah, fat, man.
Shout out about them for being grown men about the shit.
Facts. Great music can be made amongst, you know what I'm saying, good energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
great for music. Sure.
Yeah. What's something you want to say to the Big Facts fans, supporters, your fans, as an artist, as a producer, and upcoming producers? Give us some game and some motivation before you slap.
Definitely. I say this every interview, every time something ends. Never stop, even if you think you're doing it wrong. Just always think on what you're doing and, correcting and keep going, but just never stop. Because if you stop, everything you work for, you'll be starting over.
Mm.
You never know how far. You never know how close you is to getting what you want.
Interesting way to look at it.
Facts. Yeah. Like, imagine if I stopped making beats the day before we made Supergirl.
And you could have.
I could have, like, fuck this.
Because I'm sure you had them fuck this days.
Actually, no, I haven't. Nah. I love music.
Yeah.
There've been times where I was like, fuck working with this artist, but. It's always like...
Never, like, fuck working, period.
Yeah, fat. I love music. Like, I'll just do it for free. If it was for no money, I'd still be doing it. No. I'm saying, like...
Hey, bro, we saw you a Big Facts, bro. I ain't having no money. I need a beat, though.
No, I'm not doing it for free, but, like, if it was...
Hold that down, Jacob. Hold that down.
Like, if making music had no revenue gain, I would still be doing it.
Mm.
Just because I love it.
like artists, like that paint and shit. Like they don't know right. that their shit might become Art Basel. They just painting and shit, and the next thing you know, it's
still gonna talk about that offline. We don't
gotcha, I got you.
We're trying to be a billionaire. Like,
yeah, you don't need to like... get paid to reach billionaire. Jacob, we appreciate you pulling up. You know what I'm saying? Much continued success to you. We need that Big Facts intro too. We're gonna put that out there.
Oh yeah, come on! I can't wait. On God, I do it.
Okay, he said on God, so it's done.
There you have it.
www.bigfactspod.com.
Salute!
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all way up.
Ladies and gentlemen!
That merch in.
Yes!
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah, with the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
BigFactsPod.com.
Let's get it!
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.